Christmas time on the radio, broadcasting through the air. Oh, what fun it is to be listening to the radio. Christmas time, which has to be the present time.
Popcorn's going all festive now, but before that, the Celebrity Sketchbook with its Christmas special. Celebrity Sketchbook, Christmas Edition.
Hey there, viewers, and welcome back to Radio 91.9. It's a Christmas special, and we're about to play Band-Aid, one of the classics of the era. Personally, I hate it, so please don't be annoyed with me if I start flicking through the song and talking over it, because that's probably what I'm going to do. Here we go.
Ding, dum, 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 ding.
Is there a God?
It's Christmas time.
Oh.
See, it sounds so much better now that I've fixed it.
Merry Christmas, you.
Billy Connolly, Meet the Queen, Part 1. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Excuse me. Oh, wait, excuse me. Are you Billy Connolly?
Yeah, you got it. How did you know? Let me guess, it was my beard with 258 colours on it, wasn't it?
No, it's because you're from Scotland. That's how I recognised you.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's what they all see.
Anyway, me and the lads are getting a few drinks. Would you want to come to the pub with us?
I'm Scottish, therefore I drink. Let's go! I'll drink you under the table.
Okay, let's sit in these seats.
Okay, fine. I'll go and get the drinks. Yeah, can I have 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please?
Wait, I recognise you.
That's what they all say.
You're that footballer, aren't you?
I guess so, yeah.
There you go, mate. That'll be £5.25.
Here's £5. Keep the change. Here's your drink.
Well, it's good that you've made it to our town, Billy.
Thank you.
Well, the truth is that I've got something that I need to tell you. It's from a secret source.
Go on.
You see, I'm an associate that works with royalty. I got an advance copy of the New Year's Honours list, and I think you might be quite pleased with the results this year.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I still think the following 2 people should get knighthoods instantly. Wayne Rooney and Amy Winehouse.
No, I didn't quite mean that, Billy. I meant it for you.
No. Never even been considered for it before.
Well, you are quite famous, your achievements are quite extensive, and you might be duly rewarded for it this year, with a CBE.
Does that mean I get to meet Her Majesty?
I would think that it is fairly likely that you should meet the Queen.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so happy I've never met her before. No lesson here. I want to get drunk and celebrate, and I'm not going to leave here. Well, after closing time.
Well, oh well, in that case, the drinks are on the government tonight. Cheers.
Christmas Edition.
Lords of the Ring.
Oh, Christmas. Isn't it just the best time, Saruman?
Hey, Gandalf. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, boy, it's a present. I'll open it.
What's this? Oh my God! a golden ring. It's a ring. Oh, oh, Saruman. It's just what I asked Father Christmas for. Give it here, Paul. I could kiss you.
Go ahead. You know you want to.
Oh.
Glad you appreciate it, Gandalf. You're the best friend as well.
Oh, let's go and walk off into the sunset like in a Hollywood movie.
So, where did you get the ring?
Oh, got it from the pawn shop. You know, the one in Hobbiton High Street. I had to push past two obnoxious black riders to get the ring. But I got it in the end.
Celebrity Sketchbook. Billy Connolly meets the Queen. Part 2.
And then I tell my wife to f*** off. I mean, what would you say if you're going 28 miles an hour in Edinburgh?
And I work for the civil service and I haven't got an honour.
Oh, cheer up, pal. I still haven't got one, in theory. Of course, I don't really grow publicity.
Oh, don't worry. People like you always win in life. And I only drive a Mini.
You're better than me, pal. I only got a motorcycle.
Oh, that's right.
Change the anthem. That's the wrong one, you bloody heck mouth.
Hey, man, but I thought...
Just do it. That'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another, and there have been thousands and thousands in her reign, as she's hundreds of years old, another honours ceremony. And please welcome the first honourer with his OBE for services to stuff, Peter Doherty.
Billy, you're up next.
Yeah?
Please proceed with your OBE, Billy Connolly.
I now pronounce you, Billy Connolly, an OBE.
Don't get a f*** about a knighthood. I mean, what's the point of it coming out of track there? Just f*** your mad old gal. God, I feel so delirious. What are those boys coming towards me? I mean, I'm gonna f*** clue what's going on. Oi!
Perhaps with a little hindsight, it wasn't the wisest idea to take Billy Connolly down the pub to tell him about his award.
Christmas edition. Adam Hart Davis. Christmas doesn't have to be taxing.
Hello, I'm Adam Hart Davis, and I'm having a glorious Christmas day in my English castle. Now, I've spent all day filling out tax returns. I've never had so much fun. And I'm serious. Apart from that time, of course, when my benefits were taken away. And after all that, I'm feeling a little bit tired. So if you don't mind, the time is 8:30. I think I'll go to bed. It's been so much better than Christmas Eve, where I was reading The Guardian and got cross. Especially when I couldn't do the cross word. It made me angry. And on New Year's Eve, I've got quite a bit of a pressing matter to sort out. The lamp in my local street is just a bit too bright for me. So I'm going to write a stiff letter to the council and complain about it. And I can tell you, self-assessment. Tox doesn't have to be toxing.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook.
So, what do you want for Christmas, kids?
I want the world economy to improve and for us all to get through this credit crunch. I'm feeling that maybe Barbie doll.
And I want a new car.
Well, I might not be able to get you that, kids, but I can give you this radio.
What?
It's got great comedy on it, like this.
I don't think much of that.
I've already killed one guy today. Or two. I lost count after 100.
Not very politically correct, is it?
And he is. Or some was, my cousin.
That's lame, Dad.
Well, don't worry, kids. I can throw this radio in the bin if you don't like it.
Yay!
Popcorn, this festive season. What do you want for Christmas? Channel 107 at Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
No, no, not Christmas.
Yes, I think you'll find it is.
Christmas is one small step for man, one giant present for man.
Don't forget to have a Merry Christmas.
No, no, no.
Popcorn at Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Popcorn at Christmas.
Christmas is one small step for man, one giant present for man.
There, you went some ways.
All the things your parents didn't want you to know about, that they did. Avoiding Christmas. Cards and presents are cack, and Christmas should be avoided at all costs. Unless it benefits you. After all, you've spent the rest of the year looking after number one. Why should it change just because the date on the calendar says 25th of December? It's beyond me. The first thing you can do something about is cards. If anybody you know sends you a card through the letterbox, check who sent it, cross your name out on the card, and send it back to them with their name inserted. This trick works on two levels. Firstly, you get a free card supply just by waiting for them to drop on your letterbox. And secondly, it sends out a strong message that you absolutely hate cards, but you don't hate presents. And that's what Christmas is really all about. So how do you get expensive things without losing any of your own precious money? Well, if you can't afford something costly like a PlayStation 3, but you've got parents or rich relatives, or you know someone with money who's just plain daft, then ask for everything but the sun. And when Christmas Day comes, and you've unwrapped your big expensive presents, and they wonder where theirs are, just say Amazon and Play couldn't deliver it on time. And then by New Year, when they've forgotten all about it, you've successfully avoided Christmas, but reaped all the rewards. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals!
Bad Influencing Ways was a Good Laugh production for Popcorn Radio. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year! You complete suckers.
And now, a few messages.
Try to keep a straight face with comedy from Channel 107.
Ho, ho, ho! Unfortunately, Father Christmas can't bring you a PlayStation 3 this year. But he can bring you comedy in your stocking. Each Christmas night at midnight. Ho, ho, ho.
Please, Santa, can I have a wee instead?
No, who do you think I am? Argos?
Space news.
The popular symbol of the Christmas period, Santa Claus, or Father Christmas as he is popularly known, has this morning learned that he is to be on the receiving end of legal action. Mattel, the makers of Barbie, are alleging that he's distributing their products without any kind of authorization for free to millions of householders, after they have simply asked for them. The lawsuit claims that Santa's workshop, which is legally based in Lapland, but actually located in a warehouse in Basingstoke, is making illegal copies of Mattel's copyrighted and trademarked Barbie dolls. It is believed that Hampshire Trading Standards will attempt to intercept Santa's reindeer, which are used for delivery of the wares, if he attempts to illegally distribute the products on Christmas Eve. More later in the show. You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas and New Year from Channel 107. Ho, ho, ho! Popcorn at Christmas.
Christmas is one small step for man, one giant present for the
sketchbook. So how was your day?
Today I went Christmas shopping to the last town centre that still has a Woolworths.
On the 23rd of December.
Ooh, the post. Has the parcel from Amazon come?
Yeah, I think so.
That's not a parcel, it's just a letter.
It's from Amazon.
Unfortunately, due to high demand, we are no longer able to deliver your item before the 25th of December. It will now be dispatched on New Year's Day. What am I going to do now about the Pokemon Barbie doll the daughter wants?
Oh, try going into town.
Where's going to have any left now?
Try Toys R Us. In Toys R Us.
Alright, I'm looking for a Pokemon Barbie doll for me daughter. Is there any left at all?
Sorry, we've sold out of all of those. Have you tried Woolworths? They're having a clearance sale today.
Thought they were all closing.
That one over there is still open.
Oh, there's a big queue going out the door.
Over by one of the last Woolworths.
More later in the show.
Best News.
Part 2.
We speak now to Santa Claus to get his take on what's happening. Now, is there any truth whatsoever in what Mattel are alleging, that you've simply copied Barbie dolls en masse and are distributing them for free to millions of households just because they've asked for them?
Well, yes, it is true.
So you are doing what Mattel allege?
Yes, we have been making Barbie dolls. Not exactly the same as the ones from Mattel, but we do need to respond to the wishes of the children that have written all those Father Christmas letters and sent emails in to my official website, santababy.com. It is not the job of me, Father Christmas, to question what the lovely children want. It is up to me to provide the toys in any way, shape or form that is possible. So we've been manufacturing Barbie dolls this year.
But do you not see that that could potentially seriously damage Mattel's profits if millions of their products are simply given away for free?
We do not operate a capitalist regime in Santa's Grotto, and we have to do whatever it takes to get the products out. Now, in the past, we did make all of our own products, but this year, we've taken a look at some of the most popular toys and are recreating them ourselves because it has been a bit of a difficult year and I've had to make some cutbacks. Most of the staff are now from the Job Centre Plus. Not only that, I had a frightful visit from Hampshire Council and they condemned the whole warehouse that I've set up in Basingstoke to make it easier for our UK distribution. They said it was a health hazard, that it was some sort of death trap. That was on the 21st of December. I had to copy the Barbie dolls or we would have missed our quota.
Now, if Mattel were to win this lawsuit and get a successful injunction slapped on you and prevent you from making these toys, how will you respond?
Well, to be honest, that happens. I can't see any future for Santa as a gift giver. I would just sack the whole thing off.
Best News.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas and New Year from Channel 107. Ho, ho, ho!
So, how was your day?
Part 2.
Over by one of the last Woolworths.
What's going on in here? How long am I going to have to wait?
It's a closing down sale.
But it's nearly 5 o'clock, you're gonna shut.
30 minutes later, at the end of the queue.
Good, you're still open. Have you got any Pokemon Barbie dolls left?
Yeah.
Well, can I have one?
No, we're closing in a minute for goods and all the stock's being cleared out the back.
Well, can I just have one? Because I'm desperate.
No, it's store policy that all unused stock gets recycled and turned into trestle tables on Christmas Day.
Did you like your present, dear?
No, it was horrible. I didn't even want the doll. I wanted the Pokemon Barbie computer game.
Next year, you're getting a trestle table.
Merry Christmas!
So how was your day? Was a Good Laugh production for Popcorn Radio.